Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, May 28th. Currently with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21, and the dew point is 46 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Be caller number 4 at 877-3378 for your chance to win a new grill from these sponsors: Moffitt Drug, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Boxler Insurance, Norton Auto Supply, The Home Store of Norton, Thistle, The Anby Home, Cowpoke Supply, First State Bank, and Pizza Hut Wing Street of Norton. Be caller number 4 for your chance to win.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. In Dodge City, a caring first grade teacher spent 5 months crocheting blankets for her 19 students. JP Bizet has more.
Back in January, Sheila Demaret from Soul Elementary had the students pick a picture like Hello Kitty or Mario and Luigi. Little did they know she turned those images into cozy surprises. She finished the last blanket late last Tuesday night, just in time to reveal them to her class on Wednesday. Demaret says this group taught her what true love means. As the school year ended Thursday, the first graders enjoyed their last day outside.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into a case of a fatal officer-involved shooting. It happened over the holiday weekend. A Haskell County deputy tried to make a traffic stop early Sunday morning at Highway 83 and Highway 56. That led to a pursuit to Highway 144. The driver eventually went into a ditch and tried to flee on foot. 37-year-old Richard Castillo of Ulysses got a gun from his vehicle and deputies fired. An autopsy is in the works. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle.
Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. The Kansas Department for Children and Families is launching Summer EBT, a new program to help eligible families offset some of the cost of buying food for their school-aged children over summer break. Summer EBT, also known as Sunbucks in other states, is a partnership between the Department for Children and Families and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service, and the program provides families $120 for each eligible school-aged child to buy groceries. Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard said summer is a time when many children lose the free and reduced price meals they get at school and when households might need a little extra help putting meals on the table. And the summer EBT benefits can be used to buy food like fruits, vegetables, meat, whole grains, and dairy at grocery stores, farmers markets, and other places that accept SNAP EBT benefits. Howard added that children and teens need healthy food year-round to play, grow, and learn, so summer EBT will help families stretch their grocery budget during the summer and provide their children with the nutrition they need to thrive. Summer EBT benefits will begin rolling out in mid to late July, and for most families, summer EBT will automatically be added to an existing household's Kansas Benefits Card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas Benefits Card and mailed to the home. Families that don't receive summer EBT benefits but believe they may qualify must apply between August 12th and September the 11th, 2024, through the Department for Children and Families online self-service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov. And children who receive summer EBT can still participate in other summer meal programs that may be available in their communities. To learn more about the summer EBT program, you can visit dcf.ks.gov. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Schmidt recently released data on the amount paid by insurance companies for Kansas storm damage claims in 2023. Commissioner Schmidt stated that the Kansas Department of Insurance collects the data yearly to better understand the impact of storm events across Kansas, and this data is important to help the department monitor trends in the marketplace. In 2023, storm claims totaled $147,710, and the amount paid out on those claims by insurance companies was $442,822,099.11. The department collected the data from all companies writing property and casualty insurance in Kansas, and this data includes the number of total claims as well as the amount paid for those claims across several types of storm losses. That includes hail, wind, water damage, and other weather-related claim losses for homeowner and automobile policies. Johnson County saw the highest amount, while Greeley County saw the lowest. A county-by-county breakdown of the data can be found on the department's website at insurance.ks.gov. The storm season, if you or someone you know is having trouble with an insurance claim, you can contact the Kansas Department of Insurance's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484, email kdoi.complaints@ks.gov, or online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. Customers in Kansas who need a VIN inspection will soon be able to schedule an appointment online through a program similar to what is used by the Kansas Department of Revenue and various county treasurer offices in Kansas. Kansas requires any vehicle purchased out of state or those that have incurred damage requiring a salvage title to receive a VIN inspection prior to being tagged by a county treasurer. Long wait times are common at many of their inspection stations, and the Kansas Highway Patrol understands that customers with limited schedules find the current walk-in method difficult to navigate. Beginning on Wednesday, June 12th, customers will be required to schedule an appointment online for VIN inspections, with the first available appointment starting on Monday, June 17th. By modernizing the program, they hope to provide their customers with an efficient and easy platform to schedule a VIN inspection in advance and improve the customer experience. Customers with scheduled appointments will receive priority placement upon arrival at their scheduled time. The new online scheduler will apply to any VIN inspection station operated by the Kansas Highway Patrol. The appointments for VIN inspections done by a designee location, such as a county sheriff's office, and will be handled through the designee location and not through the online service. For more information, you can contact Lieutenant Dan McCollum with Motor Vehicle Enforcement at 785-296-0884. In Nebraska news, the Stanton County Sheriff's Office reported that a Norfolk man was arrested Saturday after a failed attempt at discarding drugs. At around 10:10 p.m., a deputy pulled over a vehicle driven by 57-year-old Brad Tuttle for speeding near Off-Road Ranch just southeast of Norfolk. And according to the sheriff's office, as the deputy approached the vehicle, they saw Tuttle trying to dispose of methamphetamine by eating it. Tuttle was taken into custody and lodged on suspicion of several charges, including tampering with physical evidence, and the sheriff's office said Tuttle is also facing an upgraded felony charge of being a habitual criminal. According to Lancaster County District Court records, Taylor Bradley, 28, has been found not guilty by reason of insanity after being charged with two counts of first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and three weapons counts in the killing of two men with her car. Bradley was accused of hitting and killing two maintenance workers and attempting to kill a third person in March last year. In its ruling, the court found that while Bradley did commit the crimes, she was suffering from a mental disease and did not understand the nature of the consequences of what she was doing. Court records state that a hearing will be held on June 11th to determine if she is a threat to others or herself. A Cozad man wanted for sexually assaulting a child has been arrested. Buffalo County jail records show that 32-year-old William Harvey III was listed as an inmate as of Thursday, and he has been charged in Buffalo County with first-degree sexual assault. An arrest affidavit in the case has been sealed. However, records allege that he is accused of assaulting a victim between 12 and 16 years of age around March 10th. His bond in the case was set at $25,000, and he's due back in court on June 17th. This is not the first time within the past year that he's faced legal troubles. Court records show that he's currently charged with arson in Buffalo County and burglary in Dawson County. He's also been convicted of several misdemeanors across different cases, including child abuse, domestic assault, and drug-related charges. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing can seem complicated. That's why I take time to listen, understand your needs, and explain without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, May 15th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Ron Briery, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Dell Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the May 1st, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 32 building permits presented for approval. Joe Durham was present to discuss having a press box built at the Legion Field, the water drainage issue at West and Lincoln, citizens watering their lawns after it has rained, and the city looking into wind-generated power. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce reported that there was an overwhelming response to the Hometown Hero project, and they're looking at expanding the number of locations where the flags are displayed. A motion was then made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to allow for 40 additional locations to display the Hometown Hero flags. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the appointment of Jeff Hager to fill the vacancy on the Planning Zoning Commission, with the term expiring February 2026. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Mayor Jerry Jones stated that he would like to create an ad hoc committee for the upcoming proposed street sales tax, comprised of council members Dale Jacobson, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, and Dennis Gilhausen. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the mayor's appointments for the street sales tax ad hoc committee, and the motion carried. Chief of Police Jay Sharp then reported on department activities. City Administrator James Maru stated that the water conservation season started on Monday, May 27th. Conservation practices prohibit outdoor watering between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and is also limited to every other day. Residential or business properties with an address ending in an odd number will water on the odd-numbered calendar days, and those ending with an even number shall water on the even-numbered calendar days. James also reported that due to recent updates to drinking water regulations, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is requiring public water systems to identify each service line, including private home plumbing materials, and a survey requesting this information had been mailed out to customers twice, yielding a response rate of about 20%. All service lines must be identified, so the city has partnered with JEO Consulting Group to help collect the remaining customer service line information. And with that, James stated there will soon be a media blast prompting customers to submit their service line material information. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1766, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 4, pertaining to unlawful parking, locations, and special parking and loading restrictions. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And a motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve the third formal reading of Ordinance 1766. An ordinance amending Article 14404 of the Norton City Code pertaining to unlawful parking locations to include the west side of Eisenhower Drive, starting 13 feet south of the center of the intersection of Eisenhower Drive and Armory Drive, then south 233 feet. And also amending Article 14405 of the Norton City Code pertaining to special parking and loading restrictions, first to include the location of loading-unloading zone while school is in session, the west side of Eisenhower Drive, starting 275 feet south of the center of the intersection of Eisenhower Drive and Armory Drive, then south 170 feet. And second, the location is hereby designated as a loading-unloading zone while school is in session between 7:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. of the west side of Eisenhower Drive, starting on the south edge of the crosswalk at Crane Street, going east, then south 100 feet. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Ordinance 1766, the ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 4, pertaining to unlawful parking, locations, and special parking and loading restrictions. The motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gohausen to proceed with pursuing water meter replacements. And during a discussion, it was noted that financing and many other details will still need to be worked out before the project is made official. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1 with Jim Miller voting no. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to establish a tree limb pickup on the last Friday of every month to begin the week of spring cleanup and end the week of fall cleanup. The motion carried. Dale Jacobson stated there would be a Parks Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on May 29th, and Councilman Ron Briery declared his resignation from City Council effective immediately. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 10 as a whole, and the motion carried. And the council then adjourned at 6:39 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with the high near 81 and with a light and variable wind becoming east 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 56 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 79 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 76. On Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 76. On Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., should be mostly sunny with a high near 82. On Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. And on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. Currently with fair skies, it is 54 degrees. It is 7:22.